This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A Canberra medical student has launched a new petition calling for an end to the current ban on gay men donating blood in Australia that has already attracted 5,000 signatures. Kai Ruprecht started the All Our Blood campaign on change.org to protest the current Therapeutic Goods Administration regulations upheld by the Australian Red Cross that prevent men who have sex with men in the last 12 months from donating blood. Ruprecht said that he and his nurse partner Connor Lynch were not allowed to donate during blood drives because they are in a same-sex relationship, despite being monogamous. Over 100 people attended a vigil for murdered Filipina trans woman Melody Poland Bruno outside the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre recently. A minute of silence was held at the end of the event, led by Benji Ra, after which people were invited to leave candles in front of two memorial images of Melody that were set up on either side of the Neighbourhood Centre's front doors. A 31-year-old man was arrested on September 22nd at Wagga Wagga Police station the day after Melody was found unresponsive at a home unit and has since been charged with manslaughter. Protesters converged at Town Hall in Sydney over the weekend to protest the government's religious discrimination bill. Rally organisers, Community Action for Rainbow Rights, said the bill would allow health professionals anywhere to refuse medicine or procedures on the spurious grounds of religious belief. It would also enshrine existing powers for religious schools to sack or expel LGBTIQ teachers and students, grant new rights to discriminate for religious charities, and create the position of a Religious Freedom Commissioner. Dr. Judy Tang has been named LGBTI Person of the Year at this year's Globe Community Awards in Melbourne. President of the Australian LGBTI Multicultural Council, Tang is a passionate advocate for multicultural communities and older adults in our diverse LGBTIQ communities. After thanking the elders that had come before her, Tang said in her acceptance speech, "I am just one part of the multicultural LGBTI community, and it is one of the most diverse and inclusive spaces to be a part of." Uganda has announced new plans for a bill that would impose the death penalty on homosexuals. The bill, colloquially known as Kill the Gays in Uganda, was nullified 5 years ago on a technicality, but the Ugandan government said on Thursday that it plans to resurrect it within weeks. Thousands of conservative activists have marched through Paris to protest a new French bioethics law allowing lesbian couples and single women the right to conceive children with medical help. The new bill is French President Emmanuel Macron's first major push for social reform in the field of reproductive technology and would end discrimination over reproductive rights by enabling lesbian couples and single women access to medically assisted procreation. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Out lesbian Elena Deldon has starred in the Washington Mystics NBA title win after playing through three separate injuries. The reigning WNBA MVP led her side to victory in a series deciding Game 5 against Connecticut 89-78, playing in a mask to protect a broken bone in her face and wearing braces on her back and knee. She fought through the pain barrier to score 21 points and 9 rebounds for her first title win. English cricketers Catherine Brunt and Natalie Skiver have announced their engagement. The two, who also play for the Perth Scorchers in Australia, made the news public on National Coming Out Day. Skiver and Brunt got together after England won the World Cup in 2017 and were engaged a year ago, but had to put off the announcement as Skiver's parents are Christian and have struggled with her sexuality. And finally, two high-profile athletes have come out. Danish hockey star John Lee Olsen made history as the first professional to come out in the country and says he's ready to be heckled during matches. The Rungsted Sire Capital player dropped the news in a live TV interview with Danish news show Go. And US track and field champion Karen Clement has also become one of the most decorated Olympians to come out on National Coming Out Day. The two-time Olympic champion in the 400-meter relay and hurdles says he wanted to announce the news as he was tired of loving in the dark.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.